Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I am your host, Samantha, and today I will be talking about self-love and sex affirmations. A little later on, I'll be taking some sexy would you rather quizzes, so let's get settled and have some fun. Let me start off by apologising now if anything I'm about to say causes any triggers. That's truly not my intention. If it does, and you need to talk about it, please talk to a friend or even email me, and I can help and advise you as best as I can. Without sounding like a walking, talking cliche, love starts at the main source, and that main source is within ourselves. You do not have to love every single inch of your body, or love everything about your personality, and that's perfectly okay. If you can look at yourself in the mirror, even briefly, and choose just one thing you like about yourself, you will eventually increase the level of your own self-love and will hopefully start to feel empowered. Now, don't get me wrong, for some people, this step can and may be difficult. You personally might not like anything that you see about yourself, and that's okay. Start off with something small and be gentle with yourself. Love really does attract love to you, and if you can start to love yourself, you will attract the right kind of love that you deserve. Don't forget, love comes from all around you, from your friends, your family, your lovers. Stuff it, it even comes from your pets. Knowing you're worthy of being loved can be hard. Trust me, I personally know this. But you absolutely can break the destructive cycle of doubting, disbelieving, or self-sabotaging. Have you heard the saying, actions speak louder than words? I think everybody has. In most cases, that saying is absolutely true. Today, though, we're going to focus on a different one. And that is, the pen is mightier than the sword. Why? Because words are powerful. Words are remembered on our happiest days and at our darkest moments. They can cut deeper than any flesh wound, and they can take a heck of a lot longer to heal from. Words can burrow deep into your mind, into your ego, into your self-esteem, and they can destroy you. When you're in an argument, make sure you don't say anything you cannot take back. There have been times I've stood naked in front of the mirror and felt so low that I've called myself awful, awful names. Names that if someone else called me them, I would instantly cut them out of my life. If that was possible. If I had those words tattooed to my skin and I had to read them every single day, I would end up very hurt and very depressed. Now, generally, a tattoo is permanent. The way you speak about yourself is not. Your negative words and thoughts can and should change. Even if you choose just one tiny thing to change, that's a fantastic start. And eventually, you'll stop mixing the positive with the negatives and drop the negatives altogether. It's hard, it can be very upsetting, but it is worth it. You can start saying affirmations whenever you want. Start right now, start in the morning, start tonight. Just start saying them. If you don't want to say them, write them down. Get some post-it notes. Now, these are relatively cheap and they come in different colours, different shapes. Pick something that suits your personality and write your affirmations on these, then stick them to everything. And I mean everything. You can stick them to the fridge, you can stick them to your mirror, you can stick them to your desk, you can stick them to your chairs, stick them to your book pages. Anywhere you will see them, stick them there. Now, in order to create really good, positive affirmations for yourself, you need a positive statement. And when you create this positive statement, try to hold a positive image in your mind. Always speak like you already have, already are, and already do. If you constantly say, "Can I have?" or "I want," the universe is only going to hear you moaning about what you don't have. So choose your words carefully. Try "I have," "I am," or even "you have," "you are." Look at yourself in the eye. even on your worst days. In fact, especially on those days. But also remember, do be gentle with yourself. It is your body. It is your life. You have to own it. Let the universe and, of course, yourself sit up and pay attention. Talk about yourself with confidence, with compassion. Praise yourself. Recognize your own achievements, no matter how big or small those achievements might be. If it is an achievement to you, talk about it. When choosing an affirmation, remember to be realistic, optimistic, brave, and gentle. I know I keep repeating the gentle bit, but to begin with, if you're not used to it, you really do have to be gentle with yourself. Repeat your affirmation as many times as you need to or have time for. Take a deep breath. Don't be embarrassed and say it out loud. Say it with passion. Say it with belief. Use your own inner natural magic to feel better, to better yourself, and to create the life and the love you deserve. Now, here are a few self-love affirmations to get you started. Feel free to change the words to suit your own needs. I am beautiful. I am worthy of love. I deserve to be respected. I have a beautiful smile. I am brave. I am confident. I have the power to better myself. My curves are beautiful. I deserve to be treated in the correct manner. I have gorgeous eyes. I am loved. If you're not used to saying nice things to yourself or hearing them from other people, this can be a little upsetting at first. Please, 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 and I'll say it again, be gentle with yourself. I know it's not like you're enrolling into the army, but you are going to war against your own mind, and it's a battle that can last for years. It's perfectly okay if you shed a tear or full on cry. It's okay if you feel anxious or nervous. It's fine. It really is okay. Why? Because this is a healing process. And when you heal, it takes time, it takes energy, and it can make us upset. Please feel free to email me if you're still not sure where to start. I will help. Now, this part of the podcast is about sexual affirmations. I know, it's quite the leap from self-love affirmations to sexy affirmations. Now, you might already completely love yourself, but you struggle with the sex side of things. Or you might not, and that's absolutely great. But for those of you who do, there are some people who are shy, they might feel a bit silly, they might struggle to express themselves sexually. Some people struggle with how they look or how they move during sex, and that's perfectly okay. We're not all porn stars, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that that's a good thing, because otherwise the world will just stink of sex. And that's fine in your own personal space, but I don't want to be going outside and smelling it. No one, and I mean no one, is perfect to everyone. Everyone has different tastes, different styles, moves, likes and dislikes, and it's perfectly normal. You can be the best shag ever to one person and a complete bore to the next. That's not your fault, it's not their fault, and unless both of you were laid there like a sack of potatoes making zero effort, and if that's the case, what's the point in wasting your time? Sex is meant to be enjoyed, please enjoy it. Now, what I class as amazing can differ from what you class as amazing. So when writing or saying affirmations, don't forget to tailor them to your own desires, wants or needs. Yours, not your partner's. They can create their own affirmations. If, like me, you've been in a shitty relationship, there has been a point in time where you've had to teach yourself to recognize the love you deserve. And at the same time, what you like sexually. Or maybe you haven't yet, and now's the perfect time to do that. because knowing what you like sexually in and out of the bedroom can help with your affirmations and your relationships, regardless of what dynamic your relationship is. Being shy, conservative, or worried about how you look, how you sound, how you feel during all aspects of sex can really knock your confidence. It's perfectly okay if you want the covers pulled right up over your head. I mean, you might feel like you're suffocating because if you're doing the sex properly, it's going to get really warm under there, but it's fine. You might want to have the lights off or even just keep your eyes closed. As long as the sex is consensual and you're comfortable, do what you want. Now, I'm going to tell you off a bit now. What isn't okay and what so many young women put up with from, what do I call them? Okay, we're going to go with douchebags. What isn't okay are the people who put you down, make you feel silly, who get mad, or even worse, make cruel, nasty remarks. Anyone who is mean in any way, shape, or form does not deserve to be in your company. Get up, get dressed, and either leave or kick the douchebags out. If they are not going to respect you, they absolutely do not get to have access to the beautiful sexual energy that resides within you. Repeat after me. I know my fucking worth. It doesn't matter if you are just dating someone, in a long-term relationship, or you have a fuck buddy or two. I really don't judge. As we grow as a person, we can change. Your partner can change. What we liked last year might not be what we like this year. Recognizing that about yourself and being honest about it will help tremendously. Make sure you communicate any changes with your partner. You cannot blame them for spanking your ass as much as they did last year and continuing to do it this year if you've changed your mind and no longer like your bum to have red marks all over it. If they don't know, they can't correct their behaviour. And yes, there is a sexual affirmation for that. So, without further ado, here are a few sexual affirmations you could try. I am honest with my partner about my sexual likes and dislikes. I am a beautiful sexual being. My body is desirable. I deserve a sexually generous lover. I am allowed to pleasure myself. I am a good kisser. My blowjob skills, mwah, are fantastic. I am worthy of fantastic sex. My body deserves to be honoured and respected. My body deserves to reach the wonderful heights of orgasmic pleasure. I am sexy. If you need to hype yourself up before and after sex, in the mirror, saying your affirmations to make you feel like the absolute sexual goddess that you are, or God, do apologise, then please do. Do it for yourself, do it for your partner, do it for your relationship. Remember, your lover has no right to any part of your body. You are choosing to give them whatever it is you want. The second you stop giving consent for any reason, shut that down. I apologise if I got a little aggressive. I just truly believe that everyone should have really good sex. And again, if you need help, please get in touch. If you don't want to talk to a complete stranger, talk to a friend. Maybe it's easier to talk to a complete stranger. I will reply and you will remain anonymous. Next up, I'm going to be playing some sexy would you rather quizzes. And this is just, it's purely for giggles. It's to keep the focus on ourselves a little bit. And I truly believe laughter is good for the soul. If you want to, please do play along. Have a few giggles with yourself or have a few giggles with your friends. You can even email me your answers and we can all have a giggle together. My email address is spiritualandsexy@gmail.com. Do try not to judge my answers. I am only a red-blooded female after all. The first quiz is, here's who you should date based on 12 would you rather questions. Here's who I should date. With my track record, I shouldn't date anybody. Would you rather have a marriage that ends in divorce or get matching couple tattoos with accidental typos in them? I've got a bit of OCD when it comes to stuff like that. Oh no. But then again, what if the marriage is just really bad so it should end in divorce? Okay, see, I'm stuck on question one here. I'm going to go with the couple's tattoo with accidental typos in them, very, very, very tiny on my little toe. Would you rather move into a lavish, perfect home in your favourite location or spend the next few years travelling the world together? What if I don't like flying? I'm going to have to pick the perfect home in the favourite location. Would you rather they smell strongly of BO or wear the same cologne perfume as one of your parents' relatives? Well, I'm going to choose that they wear the same cologne / perfume as one of my parents or relatives because the people I know smell amazing. Would you rather them have a double life as a spy and never tell you, ooh, or tell you about every dull dream they ever have in full detail? Oh, okay, I'm going to choose them to have a double life as a spy because I'm female, and this may sound very sexist, but my FBI skills are amazing and I would automatically find out. Would you rather never have sex again, but be able to masturbate orgasm, a few, or never cuddle again? Oh no, but I like cuddles. Oh no, cuddles or sex, cuddles or sex. Never have sex, but okay, I'm gonna have to choose the never have sex because cuddles are amazing. Would you rather get caught having sex by your parents, gross, or by the police and go to jail for the night, by my parents, obviously. Nobody wants to go to jail. Would you rather have an extravagant wedding that your exes end up crashing or have no wedding at all? I would absolutely have no wedding at all. Off you pop, exes, stay exactly where you belong. Would you rather they tell you they love you on your first date or 5 years later? Probably 5 years later because although I am totally amazing, I doubt it's true love on a first date. It might be for some people. Depends how long you've been talking before you go on a first date. Oh, see now. No, definitely 5 years later. Would you rather date a mermaid merperson or a centaur? Centaurs are quite scary. Are they them horse things? Oh no. I'd rather date a mermaid or a merperson. Do they come with the free clam bra? I could do with one of those. Would you rather they pee with the door open every time or announce I must poop every time they need to poop? Just pee with the door open. It's fine. Just, I don't need to know when you need to poop. Would you rather they finish your favourite snack without restocking? Mm-mm-mm. Or watch your favourite Netflix show without you? You can eat my snack, but do not watch my Netflix without me. Would you rather date someone who hasn't read a book in a year or who hasn't cleaned their room in a year? Ew. I'd rather date someone who hasn't read a book in a year. Thank you very much. Okay. So I got the person who I should be dating is someone ambitious. Your ideal partner is someone who you can collaborate with, be it creatively or just as one half of a very supportive team. Ah, see, I like that. So this is quiz two, and these are would you rather Marvel men sex questions. Apparently, they're impossible to answer, so let's have a go. Would you rather face dive into Captain America's chest or Thor's back? Oh no, I'm a chest all the way, I'm afraid. Sorry, Thor. Would you rather give M'Baku a hot oil massage? Did I just pronounce that incorrectly? Don't throw hate at me. Or receive a hot oil massage from Thanos? Oh no. M'Baku, I think. 81% chose that. Would you rather have the greatest sex of your life for just one night only with Peter Quill, or just okay sex for 1 week straight with Ant-Man, straight up Peter Quill, every time? Would you rather receive oral sex from Loki? I love Loki. Or give oral sex to Killmonger? It's Loki. 100% Loki. Only 61% chose Loki. I am appalled. Would you rather do it doggy style with Heimdall on Asgard's Rainbow Bridge, or with Iron Man on Stark Tower's helipad? Idris Elba, hello? Yes. Only 30% chose Idris Elba. I'm shocked. Would you rather 69 with Black Panther on his throne, or pleasure yourself with the Winter Soldier's arm while he watches? Okay. Okay. I'm going to go with the 69. Would you rather have sex with Bruce Banner but have him change into the Hulk right before he climaxes? I do not think so. Or have sex with Doctor Strange and have him drop you in a portal just as you climax? No. Because, no. Doctor Strange is. 42% chose to have sex with Bruce Banner and have him change into the Hulk right as he climaxes. Oh my. Would you rather be tied up and pleasured by the Grand Master, or blindfolded and spanked by the Collector? That would be blindfolded and spanked. Would you rather join the Mile High Club with Falcon or Hawkeye? Definitely Hawkeye. Would you rather have 10-hour tantric sex with Vision, or 1 minute of really rough bang your head against the headboard sex with Quicksilver? Oh, see, tantric sex. Yes, please. And finally, would you rather have a three-way with Captain America and the Winter Soldier, or Thor and Heimdall? Oh, Idris Elba. Again, sorry. Right, so this is the last quiz, and it is 14 of the hardest would you rather sex questions. Would you rather only be allowed to do foreplay with your hands, or only be allowed to do foreplay with your mouth? Definitely mouth. You can do lots of things with your mouth. Would you rather only have sex in the missionary position, or only have sex in the doggy style position? Just bend me over. Do what you need. Would you rather have amazing sex that lasts 47 seconds, or have average sex that lasts 10 minutes? Oh. But the thing is, what if the amazing sex that lasts 47 seconds had like an hour of amazing foreplay before it? Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. Would you rather only have sex in the shower, or only have sex on the floor? I'm going to choose the floor because I'm very clumsy and I'd probably fall and break my neck in the shower. Would you rather have sex with someone who has bad breath, or have sex with someone who calls you love bunny whilst you're doing it? If I gag him, he can't call me love bunny and I can't smell his breath. I'm going to go with love bunny. 87% chose that. I hear you. Would you rather hear dirty talk in an accent you hate whilst having sex, or have sex in complete silence? Oh no, you can't have sex in silence. Well, you can if that's what you're into. I personally cannot, so I will just tolerate. Seriously, can we gag these people? With duct tape? No? Fine. Stupid accent. Oh, that was straight up 50-50. Would you rather have sex when you're drunk, or have sex when you're hungover? Now, sex when you're drunk doesn't count, so sex when you're hungover. Would you rather only be allowed to masturbate to porn parodies such as Star Wars and Pokemon, or the only porn you're allowed to watch is on Vine, meaning it lasts only 6 seconds? But I like Star Wars. Yep, okay for that one. Would you rather be a sex slave for a month, or wear a chastity device for a month? Nope, I'll be a sex slave. You're putting no device on me. Would you rather only have threesomes or never have sex? That's slightly unfair. I'm going to go with never have sex, purely because what if I end up with two guys who don't know what they're doing? That's worse than the one guy. Someone ejaculates in your mouth Let me guess where this is going. Do you spit or swallow? Do I have to answer that on my own podcast? I'm going to say swallow purely because my mother taught me it was rude to spit. Would you rather not be able to see during sex or not be able to touch during sex? Oh, no. I'm very touchy-feely. I would not be able to see. Would you rather give up sex for a year or give up masturbating for a year? Oh. Well, if we're in the middle of a pandemic, you're kind of giving up sex if you're single anyway, so I'm going to give up sex for a year. And finally, would you rather have sex only with the first person you did it with? Absolutely not. Or have sex only with the last person you did it with? Absolutely not. Okay, if I have to give an actual honest answer, the first person is better than the last person, so I'm going for that option, although I would never, ever, ever go there again. No offence. Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to listen to me. Hopefully I've made you laugh just a little bit, or maybe even just a smile, just a quirk at your mouth. That would have been absolutely fine. If you liked it, please subscribe to listen to more episodes. Leave me a review. Get in touch. I can honestly take any criticism you are sending my way. If you didn't like it, but you think somebody else might, please just send it on to them. My contact details, as I said previously, are spiritualandsexy@gmail.com. You can email me at any time. I do hope you have a fantastic week, and remember, always be good to yourself. And if you're being naughty, always play safe. Bye!